Can you turn the light on, please? Okay. Oh, hi. Hello, respective viewers. It's George Myland. So welcome back to my channel. So commenting on what J.D. Vance said about Kamala Harris several years ago, long before he knew it was likely he's going to be a vice presidential candidate, and indeed what President Trump has said about Vice President Harris in recent days. Because my goodness, it's Sunday night when Joe Biden made the announcement, not entirely unexpected, that he was going to stand down as the Democrats' nominee. I didn't see it coming myself because he so vociferously said that he wouldn't. So Kamala Harris's campaign seems to have got off a very good start. They usually do. There's a bit of a honeymoon for candidature. So J.D. Vance saying that she was childless cat lady, and that she, as long with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Buttigieg, are the big chiefs of the Democratic Party, and none of them have children, and so that somehow that's bad. Well, I think it's preposterous to suggest it's bad not to have children. It's almost as ridiculous saying it's bad to have children. So these are lifestyle choices, or sometimes they're not even a choice. The person, for medical reasons, he or she can have children, or his or her spouse, girlfriend, can't have children. And I'm told that fertility treatments are so good, women occasionally have babies even in their 60s now. But that would it be obviously not her egg or something, through surrogacy or whatever. Or, you know, adopting children, does that count? AOC could have children later on. Pete Buttigieg, he's gay. There would obviously need to be a uterus involved, so he and or his boyfriend could have children at some point. So it's preposterous to say that they're somehow ineligible for high political office because they don't have children of their own. That doesn't mean that they don't care about children. That's like saying if you're rich, you wouldn't care about people who are poor or something like that. Or if you're uneducated, you don't care about education and so on. If you're not in the armed forces, you don't care about the army. Am I in Oxford? No, I'm somewhere rather sunnier, but I shan't tell you where it is. I shall let you deduce it. You can have a guy to talk to me in Oxford sometime. A cat lady, well, that is a certain demographic of a woman d'un certain âge who's got more cats than is usual, and perhaps because they are a substitute children. There's an expression I've come across a few years ago about fur babies, dog mum or cat mum, and so on. A little bit naff, but you know, dogs are human, really, in my view, better than some humans. I'm a dogophile. Don't take that the wrong way. But I'm a bit of an anti-catist, felinophobe, I could say. So they've insulted a significant demographic, a few percentage points, by saying that, or J.D. Vance did, rather than anything was slapped down by others in the grand old party. It's not to say that people don't care about the future of the country. I remember Professor Niall Ferguson several years ago saying that John Maynard Keynes's economic views were furphy in as much as he had no children. Goodness. And then what was this imbecilic thing? Somebody said, oh, Jennifer Aniston hit three children, J.D. Vance, and one was able to have children someday. She made it. And by the way, it's a completely respectable lifestyle choice. Not everyone's cut out to be a parent. Far better, therefore, not to have children, rather than have children be a dreadful one, or produce children who you are unable to support financially. Yeah. Okay, so other things. It's all about sure the right person with whom you wish for the first time. So she might have wanted to have children when she was sure she was financially secure. Obviously, she's a highly successful lawyer, so had plenty of money. Selfish to say I don't want children because I take away my time and my money. Some of you are that way. I don't. Anyway, they were quite natalist Republicans. I suppose there has been a study of this decades ago. If both your parents strongly support the same political party, chance that you will also support that party, even if you support it weakly rather than strongly. Well, no surprises there then. Trump, he fired off a broadside at Kamala Harris, saying she's a DEI hire. Was it diversity, equity, and inclusion hire? Well, I think it's nonsense to suggest that she is, and I'm against the racist policy of DEI. And one thing, diversity is definitely not about diversity. Race and religion doesn't matter. Opinion matters. Attitudinal differences matter. And what that's often about is about screening out divergent views. Okay, so any of those who would counter the prevailing leftist mind virus, no, they can't be hired. They're to be discriminated against, is leftist McCarthyism. And so no one should be hired or fired or whatever, or not hired for these racist, sexist reasons called DEI. But, you know, Miss Harris, she doesn't make me warm to her. I find her an abrasive character. She comes across as too conceited. But she's definitely an educated person who's highly successful and got degrees in the top universities in the United States, was obviously a lawyer, was elected Attorney General of California, fairly successful in that role. And she's a prosecutor against convicted criminal Donald Trump, a felon. 34 counts. Wow. I mean, he should be serving a lot of hard time, but sadly, I don't think he will. She's got more impressive than CB than Donald Trump. She hasn't failed like he has. She hasn't lied all the time. She did lie about Joe Biden's estate because she knew his mind was in parlous condition. She was a concealer-in-chief. She worked with him up close every day. She must have seen the mental declension. He was mentally obtunded. So despite this impairment of mind, she pretended he was compos mentis. Well, you know, he was not as clear as a bell. She continuously maintained he lost his lucidity gradually over a few years, but she hasn't lied about anything else, so far as I know. Fairly unsuccessful on maintaining security at the Mexican-US border, but otherwise fairly successful. Otherwise, I can't think of any big gaffes by her. And so far better to qualify to be president than Donald Trump was in 2016. Donald Trump, who'd never held any political office, he'd never contested any political office, who was a bankrupt several times over, who was a massive loser, America's biggest loser. So there are a few things that are wrong with Kamala Harris, but she's a far more honorable character than Donald Trump. She's a far more impressive operator than he is. She can formulate a logical argument. She can express herself. She's got a wide vocabulary. So, I mean, in that sense, I don't think she puts a foot wrong. So I think she's somewhat lacking geniality, but I don't doubt her competence, her mindedness, her understanding of the United States Constitution, the unconstitutionality of Trump's instincts is absolutely blatant. So it's actually quite frightening that he might get back into the White House, and I think he will. But, you know, there's a silver lining through the dark cloud shining, as I said. At least Trump is pro-life. And people say, but that's a state issue now. What's it got to the federal government? Well, it does. Obviously, the federal government can control it in Washington, D.C. And since Obama's time, it's not been allowed in Washington, D.C. And that saves some children, 90% of whom are African-American. What else? In the United States military, the president could prevent it happening in the military. The U.S. military wouldn't do this for their personnel, nor would they allow them any time off. That would save a lot of kids. Defunding organizations, abortionist organizations, and obviously there's that influence of that on the states. Not all the states are going to be led by that, but then appointing more judges are going to uphold states' rights to protect its children. What will try to change to stay on after 2028? Oh my God, he may try to change the constitutional amendment. It's very, very difficult to do. Remember, about 2/3 of both houses of Congress, legislatures, 3/4 of the state legislatures, and that hasn't happened for over 30 years. It's only happened on 15 occasions. So I don't think he's going to manage that. It's a very, very high bar to clear deliberately. Right. So thank you for tuning in and watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.